What is up, guys? Nick Scrip on the P2W Fantasy Podcast. We're looking at week 12. We had the Thanksgiving slate yesterday. Hopefully everybody's holiday was awesome. Have a bunch of games coming this weekend on Sunday. I wanted to look at each of those, a quick statistic maybe about the matchup, and then a player that relates to that for fantasy football. So if you are tuning in, stick with me. Should be pretty straightforward, to the point show, but hopefully you guys get a lot out of it.
Fear to give, I feel but I can't forgive. I go all in this time, yeah, I won't regret. I'll pick the best on trip, they don't understand. I play to win, yeah, I play to win. I play to win, yeah, yeah, play to win. I play to win, oh, play to win. I play to win, yeah, yeah, play to win. I play to win.
All right, so if you were tuning in, we are looking at matchup facts to know heading into Sunday slate for week 12 fantasy football. So kicking things off, we'll go each team one by one, but Houston ranks 29th and 30th for fantasy points per game given up to wide receivers and quarterbacks. Houston ranks number one in points per game given up to fantasy running backs. Jeff Wilson for Miami is coming off of a game. He played 61% of the snaps and he had 19 total touches. One of those touches for a touchdown. 16.2 fantasy points and 22.3 fantasy points the last two games played for Jeff Wilson. Miami gives up the second most fantasy points per game to quarterbacks. Houston looks like they're shifting to Kyle Allen and moving on from Davis Mills, potentially at least just for this game. Via ESPN's app, in 21 career games with Washington and Carolina, Allen has completed 63.1% of his throws for 6.9 yards per attempt and a 24-17 touchdown to interception ratio. Still kind of tough to trust, though. Tennessee gives up the third most fantasy points per game to wide receivers. Ja'Marr Chase has logged limited practices, likely will be questionable heading into Sunday, and if he plays, maybe not at 100%. T. Higgins saw 13 targets in Week 11. He had his second game of 120-plus receiving yards. He had 148 on the season. It could be another big T. Higgins day. Cincinnati are not a fantasy-giving matchup this season, ranked 19 or higher in most points per game for quarterbacks, running backs, wide receivers, and tight ends. Same could be said, though, about Green Bay, except for the running back position, who Ryan Tannehill just threw 333 passing yards and two touchdowns on. Treylon Burks had 111 receiving yards in that game, so he had one-third of Ryan Tannehill's receiving, or I'm sorry, yep, one-third of his actual passing yards. He should see volume yet again in this Bengals matchup. Carolina is giving up the seventh most fantasy points per game to running backs. Melvin Gordon was just released by Denver. In Week 11, Latavius Murray had 17 attempts and 4 receptions, scoring a touchdown and 17.2 fantasy points. Murray has been limited this week with a wrist injury, but if he goes, he worse immune. If not, Marlon Mack is his backup. Denver is another non-friendly defense for fantasy points per game given up to all positions. Sam Darnold will be starting this game. In 2021, weeks 1 through 9 healthy, Darnold targeted DJ Moore 88 times, which was the third most during that span. DJ Moore had 3 games of 20-plus fantasy points with Sam Darnold. New York Jets are outside the top 17 in points per game given up to quarterbacks, running backs, wide receivers, and tight ends. Justin Fields is questionable to play with his torn shoulder ligaments, unfortunately. Trevor Siemian could be in line for a start for the Bears. Weeks 9 through 12 last season, he started for the Saints and ranked number 7 in passing yards and tied for 2nd in passing touchdowns during that span. Chicago ranks 5th in fantasy points per game given up to running backs. When we look at the Jets running back data from Week 11, Michael Carter had 9 touches, played 50% of the snaps. James Robinson had 7 touches, played 22% of the snaps. And Ty Johnson had 4 touches and played 28% of the snaps. They all scored under 3 fantasy points. It was a game that the running backs could not get involved. It could be a game against Chicago, though, that the running backs do get involved. Specifically newcomer James Robinson, who the Jets might want to push to get going. Washington gives up the 10th most fantasy points per game to wide receivers. Kyle Pitts is on the IR. For the wide receiver room, Drake London has 65 targets, and no other wide receiver on the roster has 31, over 31. Slow week 11 for Drake London, but in week 10, he had his first fantasy outing since week 3 above 14 fantasy points. So it wasn't too long ago that Drake London had a good fantasy day, and he's at a room that doesn't have much competition for targets when they actually do throw the ball. Atlanta is top 12 in fantasy points per game, given up to all quarterbacks, running backs, wide receivers, and tight ends. They give up the second most points per game to wide receivers. Taylor Heinicke has started at quarterback from week 7 through 11. During this span for the Commanders, only Davante Adams and DeAndre Hopkins have had more targets than Terry McLaurin. McLaurin is wide receiver 12, week 7 through 11. Cleveland is giving up the second most fantasy points per game to running backs. Leonard Fournette has been limited at practice with a hip issue. In week 10, Rashad White played 64% of the snaps and carried the ball 22 times for 105 rushing yards. He also has had 5 games of 3-plus receptions. Tampa Bay is a tough matchup to all positions, but the tight end position, as they give up the 7th most points per game to them. David Njoku, who they face, returned from injury in week 11, but in a limited capacity. He is still questionable to play on Sunday, but weeks 1 through 7, Njoku was the tight end 7 overall for fantasy and ranked number 3 for tight ends in receiving yards. Jacksonville are top 10 in fantasy points per game allowed to all of quarterbacks, running backs, and wide receivers. Gus Edwards returned to practice in full after missing two full games. Kenyon Drake and Justice Hill likely create a committee with Gus of some sort, but in week 7, Gus Edwards did score 2 rushing touchdowns on 16 attempts. Baltimore is giving up the 7th most fantasy points per game to wide receivers. After some cold spells, Christian Kirk has scored 21.6 and 31.5 fantasy points the last 2 weeks played. He has been targeted 21 times during this span. In week 11, Zay Jones was targeted 10 times and had his second best fantasy week with 14.8. Seattle gives up the 2nd most fantasy points per game to tight ends. Darren Waller is on the IR along with Hunter Renfrow. Foster Moreau has played 96 to 100% of the snaps from weeks 7 through 11. During the span, he has had the 5th most targets for tight ends, but has yet to score a touchdown. Las Vegas is a top 5 fantasy matchup for quarterbacks, running backs, and tight ends. Let's take a look at Geno Smith this season for the quarterback position. QB7 overall for fantasy. He's averaging 18.7 fantasy points per game. Number 7 in passing yards, number 7 in passing touchdowns, number 4 in QBR, and then via player profiler, number 1 in true completion percentage. Arizona is the best fantasy matchup for tight ends. Gerald Everett practiced in full on Thursday. Before his week 10 injury, weeks 1 through 9, he ranked for the tight end position number 5 in targets, number 8 in receiving yards, number 9 in total fantasy points. Mike Williams is likely going to miss this week with an ankle issue still as well. The Chargers give up the 3rd most fantasy points per game to running backs. James Conner has played 71%+ of the snaps since his return the last 3 games from injury. 11.4, 23.6, and 13.4 fantasy points during those 3 games that he returned to. He's had 3 touchdowns during the span and has had 2 out of 3 of those games with 5 targets. San Francisco ranks outside the top 12 in fantasy points per game allowed to all positions. Alvin Kamara missed Thursday's practice with, I think, an illness. The Saints may need to lean on their rookie Chris Olave in a tough matchup, who has had 2 games of 13 targets and 1 game of 14 targets this season. He's wide receiver 12 overall for fantasy on the year. The Saints are outside the top 12 in fantasy points per game allowed to all positions. Week 6 through 11, Brandon Ayuk is quietly the wide receiver 6, averaging 12.6 fantasy points. 4 out of 5 of these games with 15-plus fantasy points, and 2 out of 5 with 20-plus fantasy points. During this span, he is tied for having the most receiving touchdowns with 5. Kansas City gives up the 8th most fantasy points per game to running backs. Allen Robinson and Tyler Higbee had been limited at practices this week. Rookie Kyren Williams played 55% of the snaps in week 11. Daryl Henderson was waived. Bryce Perkins looks like the Rams starting quarterback for this week. Can we see some dump offs to Kyren Williams? The Rams give up the fourth most fantasy points per game to wide receivers. Juju Smith-Schuster should return from his concussion. Kadarius Toney did not practice yesterday. Mecole Hardman is on the IR. Juju's last three full games, he scored 22.3, 25.4, and 18.8 fantasy points, with two of those games above 110 receiving yards. Philly is a tough matchup on both sides of the ball. Alan Lazard has been limited at practice. Romeo Dubs is listed as doubtful. Rookie Christian Watson has scored 32.7 and 21.1 fantasy points the last 2 weeks. Combining those games, he's had 14 targets and 5 receiving touchdowns. Green Bay gives up the 11th most fantasy points per game to running backs. Back-to-back weeks under 15 attempts and 6 fantasy points for Miles Sanders, but this season Sanders has had 4 games of 17-plus attempts and the 8th most rushing yards for running backs. Only 6 running backs have had more rushing touchdowns than his 6. So just some quick matchup stats to know that apply for fantasy football if you're juggling certain guys and also if you are playing some DFS. Let's see. I got 2 questions to go over, and then we'll close up this podcast. But my guy Chris in the chat here on YouTube, please rank these quarterbacks for this week: Lamar, Herbert, Geno, and Jimmy G. So, I went over Geno. I think Geno's got such a great matchup this week. It's tough to ever sit Lamar Jackson or Justin Herbert. So I feel like you have it ranked the right way, in all honesty, right now. It's really tough to pivot off of those guys. I'd say Geno Smith has a great matchup and he's done great things this season, but I feel like Lamar Jackson with his legs brings the most upside out of this group. I feel like Justin Herbert getting Keenan Allen is a great thing for his stock. Mike Williams, again, is out of the mix, but at least having his go-to guy is a good sign for him. Jimmy G's done great stuff. He's got a good system with the pass catchers of Debo and Ayuk and Kittle and McCaffrey. But, yeah, I think you're going to probably juggle Lamar and Herbert for the upside play. Terrell in the chat, Pierce, Sutton, or Gus this week, PPR flex. I feel like for Gus Edwards, you're going to have to bank on a touchdown. I feel like he's going to be in a committee that might not be super sexy. Pierce and Sutton, I might just go Pierce for the guaranteed volume. Jerry Jeudy, if he's out for sure, then I think Sutton should get a bump, especially seeing that they have no KJ Hamler. I guess Dulcich is there. Kendall Hinton has been getting some looks, but he's, I think, a little banged up too. But I might go Pierce just because of the workhorse sort of volume we've seen for him this season, and they have a different quarterback under center. So I don't think that they're going to completely pivot, to a full-on, we're going to pass the ball to an extremely high rate with Kyle Allen in his first start for this specific season. But good luck in your guys' matchups for this week, week 12. You can find me on Twitter at P2WFantasy. You can find me now on Instagram as well. I've been trying to drop some content on there. TikTok is at Fantasy Points, Fantasy PTS. Enjoy the day, guys, and talk to you guys soon.